In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text for today is St. Matthew's Passion account from chapters 26 and 27. We will especially be focusing on chapter 26, verses 31 through 35. Then Jesus said to the disciples, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. The verses, or rather the statement that ends this section of verses, is a bold one on the part of the disciples. St. Peter, as we might expect, leads the charge here, but all the disciples agree, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." The disciples are ready to fight with our Lord. They are ready to go to battle with him, and yes, they are ready even to die with him. And yet our Lord is clear, they will stumble and fall away. It is the scandal of the cross which causes the disciples to stumble. For how could the cross be the answer to evil? How could the cross be the mission of the Messiah? How could the cross be the end of their Lord and teacher? The disciples could understand fighting in order to overthrow evil. In fact, it seems that that's what they were expecting, as Peter was all too quick to draw his sword and begin to fight in Gethsemane. Overcoming evil with strength of arms makes sense. To surrender to evil? Well, that's incomprehensible. And yet the Lord cites the prophet Zechariah, who had written so long ago, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered." In applying this prophecy to himself, our Lord leaves no room for misinterpretation. It is the Lord God who commands the shepherd to be struck. It is the Lord God who desires the death of his son on the cross. Were this not the case, were our Lord Jesus Christ merely the helpless victim of a wicked conspiracy, we might be able to understand it. But the God of heaven and earth is not so weak that he can be controlled and conspired against by mere humans. The death of Jesus Christ, our Lord, must be the Father's will. There is no other way. But how could this be for our good? How could it be the will of God that his innocent Son, our blessed Lord, die in our place? Again, we could understand it if Christ was called to lay down his life in a heroic military operation. But this would not bring the kind of victory which we need. The shepherd must die, and he must die willingly. He must allow the sheep to be scattered. Not so that they will be lost, for no one will snatch them out of the Father's hand. But the sheep will be scattered for the shepherd must die. The sheep cannot prevent their shepherd's death, for it is not in the nature of sheep to defend their shepherd. The sheep must helplessly watch as their shepherd is put to death. This is the stumbling block for the disciples and for so many. This is the scandal of the cross. The Father wills his Son to die there. And this is how it must be. This is how the Lord has foreordained our salvation to be accomplished. It is by the death of Jesus Christ alone. We cannot contribute in any way to our salvation, and we cannot add anything to his death. We cannot ease his pain, nor can we suffer with him. The passion of our Lord Jesus Christ is his alone to bear. We merely stand by hearing the tale and mourning for our Lord who has endured so much for us. This too was the position of the disciples. Most of them didn't even have a minor role to play in our Lord's passion, for after his arrest in Gethsemane, the disciples all fled and abandoned their Lord. Not even they could stand by his side, because again, the cross is his alone to bear. Were they to have been by his side or to offer some kind of defense in his trial, they could have claimed some kind of participation. A few, namely John, the women, and Peter for a short time, were granted to be witnesses of our Lord's passion and death, yet it is still his burden alone to bear. And this is how it must be. For we cannot bear this burden. We cannot stand under the weight of our own sins, let alone the weight of the sins of the whole world. But for this purpose, our Lord Jesus Christ has been raised up. For this purpose, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. For he alone is able to bear the weight of the sins of the whole world. The disciples are willing to stand by our Lord and to fight with him, but they are not able. Our Lord alone is both willing and able. And so he stands before the false witnesses and the corrupt court alone. He bears the shame and the torture of Pilate's men alone. He goes to the cross alone with convicted criminals, his only companions. Despite appearances, despite our inability to understand how there could be no other way, this is for our good. This is the way that our sins must be atoned for. Christ, our sacrificial lamb, goes uncomplaining forth the guilt of sinners bearing. He goes to the cross willingly because this is God's will. This is the means by which he atones for the sins of mankind and procures their salvation. This is how you are delivered from your sins. As he endures the mockings, the shame, the beatings, and the cross, he does so for you. The scandal of the cross will drive some away. The sheep will be scattered. But you, you who accept this hard truth, you who look upon the suffering Lamb of God in faith will not be lost. For you remain in the hands of the Father, even as the Son takes your sins to the cross. And the cross is not the end. Christ will be raised. He will gather his sheep again in Galilee. He will, from there, send out the apostles as new men to make disciples of all nations, and then through their ministry, preaching, and writing, you would then be brought to faith. so it is that the scandal of the cross must be accepted. Christ bears your sin to Calvary alone. He must die in order for you to receive forgiveness of sins and eternal life. The promise and the joy of Easter is coming, but the somberness of Good Friday must precede. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.